This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash, and it's just Ash today. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty when we were trying to record this episode. Katie literally could not get into the recording studio that we use. The web browser just would not load the page. And then I spent an hour, a little bit more than that, on a live chat with tech support, and they could not figure it out. So it's just going to be me today because we don't want to leave you without an episode. This will probably be a bit of a shorter episode because it's just me and there's no banter back and forth. I hope this isn't weird though. We'll see how this goes. Before we get started, I do want to just send my heartfelt condolences to everyone on Maui who has been affected by the fire. In the show notes for this episode, I am going to put several links to mutual aid funds. If you would like to donate, that would be fantastic. We are going to donate. Let's get into the episode. If you have listened to the climate change in the Bahamas episode, you know that I am pretty fascinated by extreme weather, which, god damn it, with what I just said before we started this, I picked a really weird topic this week. Mother Nature is really terrifying. I want to talk today about how we name hurricanes. I actually have never looked into how the names are chosen or what the history of naming storms is, so let's get into it. Why do we name hurricanes in the first place? The short answer is for efficiency and convenience. Imagine if we had to describe every storm by its longitudinal and latitudinal positioning. A meteorologist would be fine, but for the general public, it would be confusing. It would be long-winded and distract from the pertinent information about the storm, and that is one of the oldest methods used. Giving hurricanes names makes it easier and faster to pass the storm information between hundreds of widely scattered stations, coastal bases, and ships at sea. According to the National Hurricane Center, quote, "The use of easily remembered names greatly reduces confusion when two or more tropical storms occur at the same time. For example, one hurricane could be moving slowly westward in the Gulf of Mexico, while at exactly the same time, another hurricane can be moving rapidly northward along the Atlantic coast," end quote. There have been times in the past where misinformation about the storms was shared because of the lack of names for storms. Let's talk about what came before the naming system as we know it today. The start of storm naming was pretty chaotic and very random. According to the National Hurricane Center, quote, "For several hundred years, many hurricanes in the West Indies were named after the particular saint's day on which the hurricane occurred," end quote. Ivan R. Tanhill has a book named Hurricanes. Before we talk about what is in his book, I want to mention a little bit about Ivan. He was a U.S. Army lieutenant, and after World War I, he became a forecaster with the United States Weather Bureau. I want to be part of the Weather Bureau, and a writer focusing on meteorology. His text on hurricanes remained the defining work on the topic from the late 1930s into the early 1950s. In his book, he, quote, "describes the major tropical storms of recorded history and mentions many hurricanes named after saints. For example, there was Hurricane Santa Ana, which struck Puerto Rico with exceptional violence on July 26, 1825, and San Felipe the First and San Felipe the Second, which hit Puerto Rico on September 13th in both 1876 and 1928. End quote. Isn't that weird that they happened on the same day? I mean, I guess the names came afterwards, so I guess it's not weird, but I don't know. He also mentions an English meteorologist who moved to Australia, Clement Ragg, who began using women's names for hurricanes in the late 19th century. According to the World Meteorological Organization, quote, "A storm that hit a boat named Ancha and ruined its mast was called Ancha's hurricane." During World War II, the practice of using women's names became more common during discussions among forecasters, especially in the Army and Navy, as they plotted storm paths across the Pacific Ocean. In 1950, the National Hurricane Center began formally naming storms. At first, they were named from a phonetic alphabet. The phonetic alphabet is clear code words for communicating the letters of the Roman alphabet. Think Alpha for A, Charlie for C. In 1953, they changed the method to alphabetized women's names. The reason for the change is that a new international phonetic alphabet had been introduced. According to the National Hurricane Center, the first hurricane given a woman's name was Alice. She struck Florida, Cuba, and Central America in late May and early June 1953. In 1978, the choice was made to add men's names to the Eastern North Pacific storm list and the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico lists in 1979. The names would alternate by gender, starting with the letter A. For example, A for Anne, then B for Brock, C for Catherine, D for Doug, and so on and so forth. We've got a quote here from Jim Elsner, a professor of geography at Florida State University, in an interview with Time magazine. Quote, "It made sense to broaden the pool of names and make them focus less on hurricanes as female entities only. I would imagine that it was viewed as somewhat sexist." End quote. I mean, he is not wrong. When I first read that women's names were the only ones being chosen, I thought to myself, pretty accurate that an organization made up of mostly men at the time chose to call extreme storms women's names. I feel like that tracks. So I'm glad that they added the men's names. The first man's name chosen was Bob. And I just feel like that's the perfect first man's name for a hurricane in America. It feels like oddly patriotic to name a hurricane Bob. It's a vibe for sure. Bob hit the Gulf Coast of the U.S. in 1979. According to CBS News, quote, "They used to use the Greek alphabet when they ran out of names, but decided at a committee meeting in 2021 that practice would end. The reason? There is often too much focus on the Greek names, which can be hard to pronounce for some, and not on the actual impact of the storm. Plus, the committee decided to retire Eta and Iota, leaving holes in the Greek alphabet system." End quote. Now let's talk about retiring names. According to the NHC, National Hurricane Center, quote, "For Atlantic hurricanes, there is a list of names for each of 6 years. In other words, one list is repeated every sixth year. The only time that there is a change is if a storm is so deadly or costly that the future use of its name on a different storm would be inappropriate for obvious reasons of sensitivity. If that occurs, then, at an annual meeting by the committee, the World Meteorological Organization, the offending name is stricken from the list and another name is selected to replace it." End quote. There's actually a pretty extensive list of retired names. According to the Weather Channel, quote, "Through 2022, 96 Atlantic hurricane or tropical storm names have been retired." End quote. For example, Katrina from 2005 was replaced with Katia. And Floyd in 1999 was replaced with Franklin. In 2021, Ida was replaced with Imani. For the naming system that we have now, not all 26 letters of the alphabet are used. They chose to leave Q, U, X, Y, and Z out of the Atlantic Basin list. When the list of 21 names for the Atlantic Basin and 24 names for the Eastern North Pacific Basin runs out during a season, a supplemental list created by the World Meteorological Organization is used. In the past 15 years, the supplemental list has only been used twice. I'm going to read you the names for the Atlantic Basin and the Eastern North Pacific Basin. For the Atlantic, we have Adria, Braylon, Caridad, Deshaun, Emery, Foster, Gemma, Heath, Isla, Jacobus, Kenzie, Lucio, Michaela, Nolan, Orlando, Pax, Ronan, Sophie, Tayshawn, Viviana, and Will. And for the Eastern North Pacific, we have Aiden, Bruna, Carmelo, Daniela, Esteban, Flor, Gerardo, Hedda, Izzy, Jacinta, Canito, Luna, Marina, Nancy, Ovidio, Pia, Ray, Skylar, Teo, Violetta, Wilfredo, Zinnia, Yariel, and Zoe. The official lists for 2023 are Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Don, Emily, Franklin, Gert, Harold, Idalia, Jose, Katya, Lee, Margot, Nigel, Ophelia, love that name, Felipe, Rena, Sean, Tammy, Vince, and Whitney for Atlantic Hurricanes, and Adrian, Beatrice, Calvin, Dora, Eugene, Fernanda, Greg, Hillary, Irwin, Jova, Kenneth, Lydia, Max, Norma, Otis, Pilar, Ramon, Selma, Todd, Veronica, Wiley, Zena, York, and Zelda for Eastern North Pacific Hurricanes. Arlene, Brett, Cindy, and Don have all been used so far this season. If you'd like to check out the entire list of retired names, because there's no way I'm going to sit here and read all of that, no one wants me to list off that many names. I'll post links on the resources page on our website for the National Hurricane Center, and they're also in the show notes. And for more information on hurricanes and tropical storms in general, I'll also have a link for the World Meteorological Organization. They have a lot of information on programs for emergency management, education on storms, climate change, and other resources. Wow, I am at the end of my notes, and I'm looking at the time on the recording, and it's only at 17 and a half minutes. This is going to be such a short episode. It would have been so much longer if there was the banter between me and Katie, but technology clearly did not want that today. I hope that you enjoyed this little solo session, and we will be back next week. Bye!
For any photos related to today's episode, please go to our Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at AL2KPodcast.
Like us on Facebook at Always the Last to Know Podcast.
If you have any questions, please email us at AL2KPodcast@gmail.com.
Please share, rate, and review us on your podcast listening app of choice.
Join our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/AL2KPodcast or click the link in our bio on social media.
Thanks for listening.